make themselves available for any individual dialogue after the meeting. We appreciate the fact that we have three guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from each of them. I'd like to call first on Jessica Cook. Jessica, are you here? Well, Jessica did a good job getting through the application process. I'm sorry that she isn't here to share her thoughts. I'd also like now then to call on Vanessa Garrity. Vanessa, if I didn't get the pronunciation on the last name correct, I hope you'll...
Garrity is fine. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Welcome.
And I know Jess Cook, and she would have been here, but she was in. She did not receive an email confirmation. So, I'd like to thank the university or the board for giving me the space to voice my concerns about the current budget cuts. My name is Vanessa Garrity. I am a third-year PhD student in the Department of Political Science here at UIC. I came to UIC after spending some time teaching at a parochial school here in the city, and I really appreciate hearing the discussion about diversity and seeing that there is a commitment to diversity on the board, because that is one of the things that attracted me to UIC. UIC was the right choice for me in many ways, but I want to make it clear, and I don't know that I feel the sense with the current budget cuts that the university can truly appreciate of what attracts graduate students to this university. I did not choose UIC because of the high status of its political science department. I did not choose UIC because it was the best school I was admitted to. I chose UIC, number one, because of the diversity of the student body, so that it would allow me to continue to work with diverse populations of students. But I also chose UIC because of the financial aid package available to me. And when I say financial aid package, I want to clarify that it's not a handout. I work very hard for the tuition waiver that I receive and the very small stipend that I live on. I don't know how much, if you know how much graduate students make, but we are barely above the poverty line. We make $14,000 a year. The proposed budget cuts threatened to make the cost of attendance prohibitive not only to graduate students but also to undergraduates. By increasing class sizes and reducing the number of assistantships given to graduate students, the university risks standing as a Research One university, while simultaneously moving away from its mission to a commitment to education available for all, as well to a commitment to diversity. As graduate students, we exchange our highly skilled labor for a wage that is barely above the poverty line. If these positions are cut or drastically reduced, not only will UIC fail to attract and retain quality graduate students, but undergraduates will be faced with larger class sizes and a lower quality of education. Those graduate students, like myself, that bypass admissions to prestigious universities such as the University of Chicago, DePaul, Northwestern, and chose to come to UIC because of the financial aid packages available to them. In fact, there has already been talk within my department of students trying to leave the department and start over completely their programs again somewhere else because they are so concerned that the quality of education and the worth of our degrees when we finish will not be worth the amount of effort that we're putting in. Without these financial aid packages, our university is at serious risk of forfeiting an amazing amount of future academic talent. In fact, these cuts are so drastic that they force one to question the level of commitment to which the university has to its mission statements. What is the purpose of our university when it falls on hard times? The first cuts it makes is to those things that actually maintain the academic integrity of our university. What is the purpose of our university if it is not to provide high-quality education and research? I stand here before you today, and I urge you to recognize the vital role played by graduate students within the University of Illinois system as a whole, and not just here at UIC. The university's financial problems are so severe that they will not be solved by reducing graduate assistantships, by cutting administrative positions. I think we can all agree that the problem is more serious than that. I think that to sacrifice graduate and administrative positions will only delay the inevitable. We need more funding from the state. We need you to go to the state and demand this kind of funding, because the whole integrity of our university system as a whole, the worth of my degree, is at stake. And I've put a lot of time and effort into this, and I'm sure you have. So I'm going to end now by asking that I'm a member of the Graduate Student Employees Union, and we have cards, and they actually just ask for your support and asking for a fair, just to come to the table. The university has not been meeting with us on a regular basis to have bargaining. And I understand that this, I'm not trying to speak of any bargaining, but I would like for your support in asking the university to meet with us, because we cannot wait. We can't send the message that graduate employees need to, we'll deal with them once we know. I think that the more cuts that we make, if we let the state mandate that we're not going to get this funding, and then we try to cover it up, it's only going to relay this message that we can do it unless. And the fact is that we can't. I can tell you that as someone who's in the classroom, both teaching and researching, and as a student, we need the funds. We are not living lavish lifestyles. We are by far making, lots of us are making choices about, okay, well, where is there a free lunch today? And that's where I'm having for lunch. Crackers are not enough to actually, you know, get us through our university, our program. So I'm going to pass these around, and I hope that you all can sign. It's just a card. It just requires your signature, and we're just asking for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. And please let Jessica know that she's welcome whenever.
I will. Thank you.
It's convenient. Finally, I'd like to call on Joel Ebert.
Hi. I would like to begin today by thanking you for the opportunity to speak to you today. I would also like to thank you for allowing me to crash last night's banquet. While listening to the stories of some of UIC's accomplishments, I couldn't help but think about how a few yards away was the open bar and free hors d'oeuvres from dorm rooms which lack warm water and have holes in the wall. As we heard opportunities and stories such as the groups of Brothers Reaching Out and WISE, I couldn't help but think of a campus housing student who recently asked me for help because her coworkers have reduced their pay to the point where they've had to get link cards just to buy themselves food. During these presentations, one phrase was used over and over again, the UIC experience. I, as a graduating senior at UIC, have also had an experience. Through both following and experiencing the difficulties and hardships, small as they may be compared with other students at our institution, have come to realize that the difficulties of students in relation to the administration is shockingly similar to the difficulties of the leaders within the state. The UIC experience is a story of accomplishment, but only when we do not fear to shy away from the obstacles which we must overcome, and students and administrators alike. Words like furloughs and terminal contracts have become familiar topics to faculty and administrators, while tuition and housing concerns weigh heavy on the minds of students. Our daily newspapers are littered with headlines and the latest budget cuts. Although the state used to fund our institution in a much greater capacity, we must accept that this is not the case today and figure out ways to address this shortfall beyond words like furloughs and T contracts. From direct state funding of the university to the monetary award program, it seems that the state has pulled the rug from underneath us before we even knew what happened. In response, we have resorted to PR campaigns, department cuts, and mandatory furloughs to try to deal with the dire situation of which we have been placed. Eventually, there will likely be talks of increasing tuition, which I suspect will be coming before the end of this year. Beyond the state's lack of funding, our students face great issues on campus, from TAs that have been working without contracts for almost a year now, to the disappearing support of academic services support programs such as the African American Academic Network and the Latino American Recruitment and Educational Service Program. The clout scandal at our sister school has led us to a point where support services at UIC such as these haven't been able to be as successful as they once were. This is, of course, has affected the very thing that we have talked about a lot today, diversity. I'm sure you know at this point, you are certainly aware that African American, Latino, and Asian Americans in higher administrative positions on campus are quite low, while 66% of the administration at UIC is Caucasian. This seems to reflect a similar situation with our undergraduate enrollment of Native Americans, African Americans, Latinos, and Asians. I've seen the numbers, have you? Why do I bring this up? It may have to do with the fact that ACT score requirements are heavily weighed in the admissions process, but it also has to do with the fact that support programs such as LARAS and TRIO and AAAN have historically been used to help students from enrollment through graduation, but have recently been belittled and crippled, all in the name of the clout fallout. The fact remains, many of the students that come to UIC come from underserved, underprivileged, and less than superbly educated Chicago public schools. Our campus at one point was meant to serve the community around it. But today, with the rising tuition costs, tuition differentials, furlough policies, housing costs, and so forth, a significant part of the community around us can no longer even enter our institution. In addition to concerns over diversity, we must not balance the costs of the university on the backs of those who it relies on. Our students, TAs, SEIU workers, faculty, and staff have all been asked to make significant adjustments, to say the least. I'm not naive enough to believe that this crisis could be dealt with by not making cuts across the board, but there is a difference between making new policies on their behalf and involving the people that the policies affect. The lack of involvement of social science departments in decisions to cut certain aspects of them is what prompted department heads, staff, and students to demand a meeting with administration on our campus. The protest outside this building is for similar reasons. The students, staff, and faculty want a say beyond a reaction. I am not here to place blame on any individual or any institution, nor you. I believe our problem goes deeper than that. Our problem lies not in the ability to weather the storm, but in how we decide to meet the challenges. At a point in our university's history, which we will be remembered by terms such as cuts and furloughs, we need to begin the new thought process and involve things such as ingenuity. Rather than lie on failed philosophies of No Child Left Behind Act and bureaucratic lobbyists in Springfield, reach out and spend some time with those who you serve. Let the minds of tomorrow participate in solving the problems of today. I praise Mr. Trustee Carlos Totolero for taking the time to come to each campus and talk directly with students about the issues that concern them. An invitation is sent to him to come back to our campus and address some of these issues further, and I invite the rest of you trustees to come to these meetings as well, to be a part of this discussion. The U of I experience should not be that of when many are at the mercy of the decisions of a few, but rather when we confront the challenges and work together, leaving nobody out in the cold. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you all for those thoughtful comments. The last sort of order of business here is just to confirm the schedule for future board meetings. Currently, we're scheduled to meet on Wednesday, March 10th in Urbana, on Thursday, May 20th here in Chicago, and on Thursday, does that make sense? July 22nd also in Chicago. Okay. Michelle has distributed dates for the fall of 2010 and 2011. Did you all get that?
Yes.
Okay. So I think those are preliminary dates. You all would take a look at them, and over the next couple of weeks, we'll talk to Michelle, and if anybody's got a conflict, we'll try to work around that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's it.
Just as a postscript on those dates, and particularly for the committee chairs, if you could think about how you want to manage your committee meetings and the scheduling of the academic affairs, the governance, the hospital, the audit, finance, and facilities committee, and work with Michelle so that we can also get those committee meetings scheduled as far in advance as possible. I think that will be very helpful to members of the board managing their own calendars, which at times can be a challenge. So I know you've already been working on this, but I think conversations with Dr. Thompson to help us lock in some longer-term dates, we can always change them, but at least if we could lock them in now, it would give you a little more comfort in managing your own schedule.
Thank you, and as we leave, I just want to maybe ask the board to join me in congratulating Paula on her one-year anniversary today.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Second, all in favor.
Aye. 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 Aye.
Thank you.
I want a permission to leave.
Warren, we've got an ad hoc committee meeting.